Pat Vitucci, program guests, and Craig Roberts are not affiliated with Proxy Freedom LLC or United Planners Financial Services unless otherwise noted on the show. Information provided for illustrative purposes only does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom is not liable for any third-party content. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Advisory services offered through Proxy Freedom LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, Pat Vitucci, with over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, with special emphasis on retirement planning. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, go to don'tinvestandforget.com.
Welcome once again to this edition of Don't Invest and Forget, the program that each and every week helps you keep your finger on the pulse of your money from Wall Street to Main Street to your wallet. Our host, author, and industry veteran, Pat Vitucci, and I'm Craig Roberts. When you think about retirement, what are some of the top priorities for you? Perhaps you dream about spending your days playing tennis, golfing, dining out, maybe traveling to exciting destinations. Well, in theory, retirement should be all of that and so much more. It's the time in our lives to enjoy the fruits of our labor at long last. But unfortunately, for growing numbers of older Americans, they struggle to stay afloat financially after leaving the working world. So, what to do about it? Some insights now from our host, Pat Vitucci. And Pat, I guess this really is a dichotomy for so many folks. They've got great, grandiose visions and dreams for retirement, and then suddenly the financial reality begins to set in, and a lot of folks are in for disappointment.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for, Craig. Retirement is a wonderful thing. It allows you freedom you didn't have for probably 40 years of that thing called time. And when you have time on your side and you get to sit back and reflect and have some real introspective hours on end to consider what you've accomplished, what you haven't accomplished, your disappointments, your attributes you've succeeded at. And then what do you do tomorrow morning when you wake up? And is there enough money to carry out those dreams that you had thought about for many, many years? And that's where kind of reality sets in. And sometimes it's a wonderful experience, and sometimes it's a little disappointing, or maybe you need to readjust a little bit based on what you've been able to save and what your dreams are. You know, do you want to go to Hawaii? Do you want to go to France? Or do you want to go camping? And all those things come with a commensurate price tag. The pragmatism of any of those issues becomes real. And so let's walk through some of those things. You know, you've been dutifully putting money in your IRA or 401k. So now those tax shelter years are over. It's complete. You need to now take that tax deferred money and begin to take a distribution. And of course, with distribution to your checking account comes taxes. So what's the net of that distribution from your retirement plan? And of course, if it's a requirement to start taking distribution, there's a schedule that IRS has established. Now let's talk about what do you do with all that money. Of course, you're going to get Social Security and you're going to get your distribution from your 401k. Maybe you get a pension if you're one of the few lucky ones. Maybe you've got a rental or two. So all those sources of income are going to spell what that translates into activity. Is it expensive activity or is it inexpensive kind of activity? Surely the one thing you want to look at is your overhead. What's your monthly nut? In California, it typically is a careful look at your house. Most of us have had our homes for many, many years. We bought it for modest money. And over the last 30 or 40 years, we have gained sizable appreciation. Question number one is, do you trade off that beautiful home that you just redid the kitchen and you painted and you put the new driveway in and for a more modest abode? It's always a matter of trade-offs. You're trading off the expensive 2x4s in the Bay Area for a more modest home. Maybe it's a condo. Maybe it's a retirement village. Those are options with a lifestyle that goes along with it. But it's really cashing in, taking those extra dollars, investing it, and creating an income stream. We talk about cash pile. We talk about cash flow. Cash pile is nice, but what does it generate monthly to create that budget for fun stuff, for travel, for being generous to your grandchildren, or going out to dinner, going to plays, all those fun things? And so what do you do about the house? With a smaller house, you get a smaller mortgage payment or no mortgage payment at all. Insurance premiums go down. Property taxes generally go down. Maintenance and cleaning costs certainly would be smaller. And how about the constant pressure to keep your furnishings, your floor and paint walls fresh, up to date? So all those things translate into an easier lifestyle on your pocketbook. Lower cost of living, lower taxes can also contribute to your savings, right? So you can still do some savings in retirement if you are so blessed. How about a part-time job? I know I hate work. I'm not going back to work ever, ever again. But maybe you want to do some freelance work. Maybe you want to do some consultation work in your area of expertise. How about tutoring or substitute teaching? That could be fun stuff, you know, being with young people and getting out and more of a social experience. Maybe it doesn't pay that well, but it adds to your ability to have some of those fun things when you're not doing those part-time years. Certainly when you sell the big house, you're going to have a yard sale. You're going to get rid of all that stuff you've been accumulating. Maybe you need less stuff in retirement. It's a de-stressor, if you will. That in and of itself can be kind of a cleansing, kind of a freeing experience. It adds to your emotional freedom. And it's interesting how people react to having the freedom of time on their side versus where they used to be in, for 40 years and working very long hours and putting up with traffic and unreasonable bosses who are texting you and emailing you on Saturday or Sunday and expect answers. So, okay, let's get into activities. You got to begin to explore some low cost or free stuff. Certainly if you live in a college town, lots of free things going on. College campuses are notorious for bringing in exciting speakers, a theater, sporting events. What about your old library card? When was the last time you looked at your library card? I don't think I've got a library card anymore. I think it atrophied in my wallet and it's gone. But the local library is a wonderful source for reading material, activities, again, speakers, book clubs, all those things can be fun. And maybe it's time to own up you are a senior and take advantage of those senior discounts. So when you go to the movies, you save a couple bucks. Say, okay, I am a senior. I admit it. Okay, give me my $3 so I can buy that popcorn for $6 and feel like I'm getting a bargain. Why do they charge so much for that popcorn? My goodness. You got to buy it. I mean, you just have to. There's no getting around it. So some fun things to think about when you're looking at recalibrating your life to retirement. Of course, you want to do some real careful management of your money. Where is the money going out every month? Look at your bills. Do I really need that $100 a month TV bill? Remember when TV was free, Craig? Back in the olden days, the reason why you had children is to get them to get up and turn the dial. But now we're so spoiled, we sit back in our remotes. But we know that TV, with all of its choices, comes a pretty hefty price tag. And so when you're looking at $150 a month for TV, how much are you watching? Are you really watching HBO? Or are you more evolved more into a Netflix person? So some fun things to think about. Retirement day is said to be the most stressful day of your life. A gal, she's been with Kaiser for 36 years. She was literally crying that she was going to be retiring. God bless her. She's got energy and she's got spunk. And she's nervous about not so much the money, about more of the time. What am I going to do with all this time? She doesn't like to travel. And so she's going to really have to dig down and drill down and figure out what floats her boat. I'm sure she'll adjust. A wonderful time. Hopefully we all enjoy many, many years of retirement. We know there's no guarantee. I recall a commercial I just saw. The gal's walking down a little park lane and she says, oh, I've turned 65 and I've got many more years of retirement and I'm looking forward to it. And I'm saying to myself, that's a little arrogant. How does she know she has many more years of retirement? She could have many more hours. We just don't know what the plan is for us, but certainly we want to be optimistic and enjoy every day of our freedom.
And of course, one of the big points, Pat, that you've made today is reminding listeners that there's no such thing as one size fits all. And having a strategy in place moving into retirement really in many respects will dictate the kind of retirement that you're able to enjoy, the caliber and quality of life, hopefully at the scale of which you've always dreamed of. Now, you want some help? Maybe getting that strategy in place is something that you recognize is important, but you've never quite gotten around to doing. Today is the day to begin planning for your future. Why not go online right now to Don't Invest and Forget and schedule that complimentary financial health and retirement plan review? There's never any cost or obligation. At the very least, it never hurts to get a second opinion to make sure, in fact, that you're on track for the retirement of your dreams. Again, you can schedule that appointment online. Simply go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com or call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLANWISE.
You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLANWISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
Pat Fitucci, program guests, and Craig Roberts are not affiliated with Proxy Freedom LLC or United Planners Financial Services unless otherwise noted on the show. Information provided for illustrative purposes only. Does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom is not liable for any third-party content. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Advisory services offered through Proxy Freedom LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.